Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So Easter is a week away. It's the biggest time of year for one small business, and that is Anderson's Candy Online in Richmond and Barrington. And to talk about all of that is Katie Anderson. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Dave. So nice to talk to you.
You know, a week away, and we always talk a week or two out, and it's always just crazy, crazy, crazy busy for you. And I was up at your place in Richmond on my way back from Wisconsin last weekend, and it just amazes me how, first of all, and I'm telling folks this honestly, your chocolates are to die for. They are. I won't buy chocolate anywhere else.
Thank you very much. You know, I actually jokingly but also seriously warn parents who are helping the Easter Bunny for the first time with new kids with our chocolates that you will create young chocolate connoisseurs who will accept nothing else until they are even beyond adulthood.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, you know what's funny? Okay, so I know, you know, your dad used to come on WGN even with Steve and Johnny back in the day, and you've been a sponsor of the station. And I remember when I first started here, I was reading some live reads, and I was like, I have never been there. And I must have, because we had a place in Twin Lakes a billion years ago when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we must have passed it 7,000 times and we just never went in. And, you know, I got to know you, your entire family, and it is just such a great family-owned business. And I just love everything you do because it's old school inside. So you've got these old candy counters from the earliest days. I mean, you guys are over 100 years old. So you've
Yeah, we're in our 103rd Easter season, which just is fun to even say out loud. And it's very much, it's the home that we started in downtown Chicago in 1919, but we've been in Richmond, Illinois, right on that Wisconsin border by Lake Geneva since 1926. And we are still making candy every day in that house that my great-grandparents moved to in Richmond in 1926. Nobody lives there anymore. It's been expanded into where we make all the candy. But yeah, when you walk in the front door, it is that original 1926 glass and wood candy case and filled with all of our chocolate box chocolates, solid chocolate Easter bunnies, candy bars. And when you walk in, the smell hits you and you can just see people's faces kind of light up and go, how did I never come in here before?
Outside, so, just roll down the window because you can smell it outside too. And one of those things that you have outside, you had this old tree out there at one point, and you guys use a lot of molds that are from the turn of the century. And I know your dad was vigilant about buying that stuff. And there's you know, when the tree died in front, you carved it to look like one of your molds, and it's a bunny. It's an Easter bunny.
Yeah, we have a 13-foot giant carved rabbit that's wooden, but it looks exactly like one of our 100-year-old antique metal molds that we use to make some of the chocolate Easter rabbits that we sell at Easter time. And the tree had become like a family member to us, so about, I think, 8 or 9 years ago when it was clear the tree had to come down, we threw it a giant goodbye party. We invited, we had like 300 customers there. We said goodbye to the tree, and then we chainsaw carved it into a beautiful rabbit that matches our mold. So now it's a highlight of when people come visit, you know, you take a picture with the giant rabbit and come inside. And this time of year, you can eat the chocolate bunny that matches the rabbit outside.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of those Easter treats, because I bought, you know, there's like almost like a candy pop, like, you know, on a stick that you can buy in different molds that are both religious and then the Easter bunnies as well. But you've got these thick dark chocolate and milk chocolate bunnies that you can get that are just phenomenal, made in those molds.
Yes, 20 different sizes, down from 2 ounces all the way up to a solid 2-pound chocolate bunny who we call Hans.
Wow.
Because he's got some German on his mold.
Okay.
And he's fabulous. Families just buy him and use him as a centerpiece,
yeah,
and then crack him up after dinner.
Yeah.
We have crosses and lambs also for families who want to celebrate more that way for Easter time and have the bunny bring those things. We also have marshmallow eggs, which this time of year people trek for over an hour to come get from our store. We ship them too. We hand make thousands and thousands of these fluffy, creamy, incredible marshmallow eggs in original vanilla and Bailey's Irish cream. And they are probably probably the most popular item that we do for Easter time at our shop.
Well, I have to say,
when we started doing the marshmallow eggs, we did not own a giant electric mixer yet.
Oh, geez, all by hand.
And so my dad and my uncle had rigged up this contraption with like a big 5-gallon bucket and like a crank mixer and beat them all by hand in the beginning. And I can't imagine how much work that must have been for them to, because they wanted to make sure it was going to be a success before they invested in a giant Hobart mixer.
That's a small business mind, and I love that.
Yes.
Well, the best way to describe the kitchen where you make the chocolates is it's like watching that chocolate episode of I Love Lucy. I mean, and I know we joke about that, but I mean, there's people back there by hand, putting,
yes,
and you guys pick we talk about your candy bars. How many, because this is not just about the Easter candy, because if you're helping the Easter Bunny fill baskets, you can get these candy bars, you can get truffles, you can get all kinds of other good things too. But how many candy bars do you have?
We have about 30 different types of candy bars. So everything from hazelnut and cashew to, we have our version of a turtle we call a Lars bar, English toffee. We make all of our butterscotch, nougat, peanut butter cream, marzipan. They are all made legitimately from scratch by hand in small batches by our head cooks, and then hand cut and rolled and dipped by a staff of people who, it's just like I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the loudest room in the building because there's always laughter coming from it and chatter. Hand dipping each piece in our signature chocolate. So scratch to finish, there is something for everybody, whether you like crunchy, kind of exciting cinnamon stick or crystallized ginger or something more universal like a buttercream or a chocolate cream. We make it all.
No question. Katie Anderson, you can check out their latest on their Facebook page and at andersonscandyshop.com. Thank you, Katie, and have a great week.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
All right. Take care yourself.